Good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, calling in from Colorado this evening. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purion, and it is a very fun job to have as we continue our march all throughout 2013, growing every single month, 10 straight months in a row. And for those of you who tried to introduce yourself on tonight's call and weren't able to, I'm sorry. Just too many people on the line, too open. You know, our bridges were just crowded and loud, and so I had to get this call started in moderator mode here, but glad to have you listening in. We're going to have our first two-star crown, Brandy Shinoto, on the call in just a couple minutes, but I want to start tonight by making some very, very exciting announcements that are reflective of all the growth that's happening within the company, and I'll start with our new 5,000-square-foot shipping and handling facility that we're just going to be opening up here, just signed the lease on it. We're going to be tripling the size of our picking, packing, and shipping area, more room to store all those products that go out the door every single day all across North America. So we've got growth happening everywhere, and we want to make sure that you're taken care of with your products as well as the people that you bring in, and that's why we've hired our new customer service manager. Her name is Rainbows Connor, and she's taken over the call center. We got some new call center staff and, you know, looking to gear up. 2013 was a fantastic year for us. It continues to be a fantastic year, but 2014, no question, is going to be our breakout year. So we're getting ahead of the growth curve and making sure that from an operation standpoint, from a facility standpoint, from a technology standpoint, from a staffing standpoint, that we're ahead of the growth that's happening. And a lot of that growth is happening now north of the border up in Canada. So we're going to be lowering our shipping and handling rates up to Canada starting on Friday. So any order that is placed on Friday and going forward from now, the standard way that we're going to be shipping is through FedEx Ground. And we've negotiated a fantastic rate with FedEx Ground. It's about 30% or up to 30% lower than what our current fees have been. So we had a great reduction in fees and duties and other service charges a couple of months ago going up to Canada. And now we're actually attacking the shipping and handling charges itself by lowering the fees up to 30%. So we're going to go to a ground transportation program. And the way it's going to work is that all orders up to Canada that are placed on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday are going to be shipped out on Tuesdays, and all orders that come in on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be shipped out on Friday. So that allows us to bundle the orders, allows us to clear the orders more efficiently, and allows us to provide a lower cost for shipping and handling, and we'll continue to try to improve and increase the service by having more days of the week that we ship out, and we'll also try to improve the service by negotiating even better rates up to Canada as the volume increases. So it's just a give and take process, and we're doing the best we can. Understand that not only do we not make any money on shipping, we subsidize shipping. We subsidize shipping in the continental U.S. We subsidize shipping to Alaska and Hawaii. We subsidize shipping to Canada. And we charge nothing for handling. So we're one of the few companies on the planet that not only loses money, but loses lots of money on shipping and handling in support of you and your customers to make sure that we can get these products out into the marketplace in the most efficient way possible. So that's our commitment, is to continue to provide better service at lower prices, and lower shipping and handling to Canada can be a big deal and set the stage in 2014 for more growth up in Canada. Now, speaking of setting the stage for growth in 2014, we've got our first Diamond Club coming up December 13th through the 15th. So you'll have an opportunity to meet the owners, meet Dave Sandoval, meet Amy Venner. I'm going to be there, and importantly, you're going to have an opportunity to mingle with the other diamonds that are there. And it's not just going to be diamonds. We'll have some green diamonds and some blue diamonds and some black diamonds and some red diamonds and some crowns, maybe even a two-star crown showing up at the diamond event. So this is a chance for you to learn from other people. We're going to have great food. We're going to have a manufacturing tour. If you've not seen the facility, it's really fantastic. You'll get a much better understanding of the quality of the products, the sourcing of the products, how much we test the products. And then we're going to do training, big-time diamond training to help people to understand what it takes to get to Crown. We're going to have insights on what's going to be happening in 2014. So you're going to be getting insider information as part of the Diamond Club. So, yes, there's going to be special events. Yes, there's going to be goodies. Yes, there's going to be lots of bonding. But most importantly, there's going to be game planning and belief building and setting you up for a huge 2014. So if you're a diamond already, you want to be there. If you're not a diamond yet and you've got some action happening in your business, you've got some momentum happening, set your sights on diamond. Talk with your upline diamond team members. Find out if they're going and make arrangements. Now, we cover two nights of hotel. The Maya Doubletree, it's a fantastic hotel, a great venue. We'll have a great dinner or reception the first night there, and we cover all the food. So you just get there, and we'll take care of you, and you're going to learn a lot, see a lot, and really set yourself up for a huge 2014. Now, if you're driving for diamond, you want to be using our new DVDs. You want to be using our $5 gift card. You want to be using the Healthy Happy Hour training guide and audios that we've put together. You want to be sharing stuff on Facebook, utilizing our Million Mom Movement Facebook page so you can be sharing information about what to eat, what not to eat, becoming a great networker as well as becoming a great network marketer. So there are so many tools in place, and that's why this business is growing so fast. Believe it or not, our sales yesterday, I was just looking at the numbers, our sales yesterday were more than we did the same week last year. That's right. We're doing more in one day now than we were doing in a week 1 year ago. That's seven times the sales, and it just continues to grow. So exciting things happening. And one of the things that we're going to do to help drive your business as well as drive your mindset toward 2014 early is Dave Sandoval is actually going to have our first annual after Thanksgiving cleanse, and that's going to start Monday, December 2nd. So if you've already done a transformation, get another one. Get ready after Thanksgiving to do another cleanse. The average American gains 5 to 7 pounds between Thanksgiving and Christmas. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be an average American. You want to be an above average American. And it's a great time. In fact, I did my first transformation right after Thanksgiving, and it really changed around my holidays, feeling so good, feeling so clean. And actually, the timing is perfect because you start on December 2nd, and if you're going to the Diamond Club, you'll be done on December 12th, and our Diamond Club starts on December 13th. So the timing is absolutely perfect. Dave Sandoval is going to be hosting the training calls or the support calls for the transformation the week of December 2nd, all five of those days, as well as a few days there the following week, so you can fill out and follow Dave on the support calls during your 10-day transformation. So it's going to be a great opportunity to cleanse with the whole team and to learn from Dave Sandoval. So it's our first annual after Thanksgiving cleanse, and you know, it's a great opportunity for you to be contacting the people that you're going to be seeing at Thanksgiving. Chances are you already know whose house you're going over. You're going to be going over to your cousin's house, your aunt's house, your sister-in-law's house, or people come into your house, who are you inviting? And maybe you can, you know, set the stage by saying, hey, we're going to have a fantastic Thanksgiving dinner. And by the way, I'm going to be doing a cleanse right after it. Would you be interested? And maybe this would be a great time to set yourself up before Thanksgiving, order your cleanse, do the challenge with me, learn from the owner, and we can all do it together. So it's a concept that we think is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to drive some business here in November and, importantly, going to set everybody up for a healthy, happy new year. And it's great. You know, this is the time that people gather together. Thanksgiving and the holidays is a gathering time. And one of the people that's gathered the most folks in Perium is my next speaker. She's our first two-star crown, and she is a master at gathering people together, and not only gathering us together, but finding fantastic people, motivating fantastic people, and getting them to work as a team. So, Brandy Shinoto, are you on the line?
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Well, I hope you can tell after the first 10 minutes of this call, things are going pretty well.
I was loving it. Dave, I've listened to everything you're saying, and I am so jazzed up. This is so exciting.
Good stuff. Well, I know that you've got a lot to share, you know, the road from where you started at the very beginning with Purium to hitting two-star crown here in literally 5 months is unbelievable. So let's start in your head before we get into the activities, because I really want to have you share with people, you know, what it takes to, you know, grow to diamond, or if you're already a diamond, grow to crown or two-star crown. You know, what is the mindset that you want to share with people on the line here tonight?
People have to be able to think big. And when I talk about thinking big, I'm talking about thinking outside of what we see in front of our 2 feet. I mean, I was just sitting with a good friend of mine, you know, like half an hour ago, and we were talking about how I went to Star Crown in this company, and she was just like sitting there, and she's not in my business, it's a good friend of mine, and she was just like, you did it. You said you would, and you didn't. And I said, you know that this has not been, you know, put into action from just 6 months ago when I entered Purium. This was from when I was 18 years old, because when I was 18 years old, I was introduced to the idea of free enterprise and entrepreneurism. And early on, I searched for the knowledge. I got introduced to mentors, but I searched for the knowledge. And what I learned early on is that if you want to accomplish huge things in your life, you have to be able to think big. And you have to be able to have the belief inside of you that you can do anything you put your mind to. And I know it sounds so cliche, but it's true. And it's what I've lived my life on. I knew I never wanted to work for the man. I knew I never wanted to work for a boss. I knew I always wanted to be in business for myself. And prior to network marketing, I owned and operated my own business. And after being there for 5 years, I said, forget this. I'm going to go back into network marketing, and I'm really going to hit it out of the park, because network marketing is the only way to do it. And I knew I had to find a company to align myself with. And I found this company, and now we're doing it the way we do. But the reason why this happened, the reason why these doors opened up in front of me, the reason why I could find so many amazing people who are in my team, all the amazing leaders that are coming, all the amazing team members, the reason why these things happened the way they did is because from the very beginning I thought big, and I never gave up on my dream that I could have anything that I wanted. So I encourage everyone that if you don't know what's in front of you right now, I'm just going to put that question out to you. Do you want to be financially free? If you want to be financially free, you have to understand that right now you have in front of you, in your lap, in the palm of your hand, the answer. But it's up to you to go out and live it and experience it and get the knowledge and get that personal education for that personal development, and dare to discover yourself, but dare to discover what you can accomplish by learning what this business is about, what the Purium business can bring you. Because this Purium business has the potential. You have the opportunity in front of you right now to experience financial freedom, but it all starts with you. So if you're sitting there and you have no idea what I am talking about right now, then you need to go and find out what the heck is she talking about. And if you're a veteran and, you know, you think you know about network marketing, I mean, I got introduced to network marketing 15 years ago. If you caught me 5 years ago, I would have said I knew about network marketing, and I had no idea what I was doing 5 years ago. So even if you think you're a veteran, if you're not at the place where you're having the kind of success that you want, then I encourage you to open up your mind and really come back to why you're doing this so that you can find those doors. Because when you have that passion and you have that belief and you have that commitment to what you want, that burning desire, the doors will open up. But you got to be able to accept it. You got to be able to be open and be coachable to receive it, and the doors will open. And it all starts right there, Dave. Thinking big, having that commitment, and truly having that belief in what we're representing, what we're offering people with our Perium program, our Perium business and journey.
Well, so you talked about personal development, and I know that the last time I saw you, you know, you were talking about a book that you'd been reading, and the time before that I saw you, you were talking about a different book that you were reading. The time before that, you were talking about a speaker that you heard. And why don't you share one or two things, either, you know, new insights that you've had in your personal development, being open to new ideas and new concepts, or something, you know, that you felt here in the last few months has been really relevant that's helped you go to another level, not something that came from you, but something that you were open to that you learned.
Well, absolutely, Dave, absolutely. When I was 18 years old, my very first sponsor in network marketing said, before you do anything else, Brandy, you need to go out and grab these two books. So the first book was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and the second book was How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. 15 years ago, he told me to do that, and I swear by those two books. 15 years ago, I have not been professionally networking for 15 years. I've been dabbling in the network marketing industry, but I also went into, you know, having my own brick-and-mortar business. I also went into some internet marketing things, but it's always those two books have always provided the foundation for me, I believe, for me to find myself back in this position right now, where I need to be. So first of all, it's those first two books that's absolutely necessary for anybody. And I'm going to say something, Dave. A lot of people say, yeah, I got those books. Oh, yeah, I read that once. Oh, I read it. Yeah, I read that before. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking knowledge written by people, by these men that have helped thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have success. And that is what it comes down to, is knowing that this knowledge is right in front of you and opening it up and understanding that, you know, you right now as opposed to you last year are two different people. So you need to have these two books by you always. And then I always tell my team members that they need to have a revolving network marketing book in their possession at all times. So number one is Think and Grow Rich. Chapters 2 and 7 are my key chapters. Chapter 2 is about how to find and build and work off of that burning, passionate desire for what you want. That's Chapter 2. And Chapter 7 is about the mastermind. So it's very important for you to align yourself with people that's going to bring the greater good out of you. And then How to Win Friends and Influence People, of course. It's the book that's going to teach you how not to be an alien. If you're not having success with converting people to become customers or become distributors, it's probably because you're lacking the people skills. I mean, you know, honestly, that's the truth of it. So that's, you know, Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Now, that third revolving book, you know, I love these books. These books are written by newer authors. You know, there's a lot of network marketing people that are now freely sharing their knowledge. And I love it. I think it's just absolutely amazing because 10 years ago, you know, network marketing, maybe there weren't so many people who were freely sharing that knowledge in the way where we can spend $10 and get a book and read it. So right now, in my revolving network marketing books, we have, of course, Beach Money by Jordan Adler. You know, Jordan Adler is a top income earner in our industry. We have the book called Go Pro by Eric Worre, who, you know, he's been a top income earner for many years, and now he's a trainer. There's also a book by Mary Christensen called How to Become a Direct Selling Superstar. You know, she has a book called How to Become a Network Marketing Superstar, but I actually prefer How to Become a Direct Selling Superstar. And in her book, I love the way she talks about leadership and how we all go through these levels of leadership. So first, you're leading yourself. You know, you can't lead a team before you lead in anybody else. I mean, you gotta lead yourself. So there's like personal leadership. And then there's team leadership. You know, you got a group of maybe 4, 5, 6, 10 people. Awesome. You gotta learn how to lead that group of leaders. And then the last is leading the leaders. Because ultimately, when you're looking to have income, you know, 6 figures a month coming in, you know, you're looking to become a 7-figure earner in the industry, you're looking to become a leader of leaders. And that's a great book, too. And then another great book that I was just introduced to, which is just an amazing book, is a book by a man named Randy Gage called Your First Circle. So what I encourage my team members to do is understand that the network marketing knowledge books, you know, those are always going to be resolving because there's always going to be new people writing. So, you know, you take what you need to take and you leave what you need to take, but it's important for each and every one of us to understand the profession that we've joined because we are in the profession of network marketing. It's very important to understand that first and foremost. And then secondly, when you can understand that you're in this, you know, you're in this profession of network marketing, you know, hello, of course, there are skills that come with the trade. There's skills that come with the profession, and that's what these books are for. And then lastly, I just added this last book onto our repertoire. So now we have a total of 4 categories. The first, again, is Think and Grow Rich. That's your blueprint for how to create that burning desire and that blueprint to get you to where you want to get with your business. Number 2 is how to work with people and not be an alien. Number 3 is understanding the profession you're in. And then the last book is called the book, The Color Code. And that is an amazing book. You know, a good friend of mine by the name of David Scultetti shared that book with me. And it's just an amazing book to truly help you understand you. And then when you can understand you, your personality, and he puts it into this very, you know, charismatic, very simple, fun way of looking at colors, when you can understand you, then it helps you be able to understand others more effectively. And really, what is network marketing about? I mean, network marketing is about, you know, it's a whole combination of different things, but a big part of it is understanding others and connecting with others, you know, so that you can effectively help influence them to take the steps they need to take. So, you know, Dave, right there, those are, you know, my 4 books.
Well, that's perfect, and it's actually a great little mini advertisement because in our diamond training, we're going to do a little color code training, and we're definitely going to talk about leading leaders and not solving people's problems, but increasing the capacity of your own people to solve their own problems. And so, you know, we're going to be talking some higher level stuff at the Diamond Training, and it's great that you're walking your team through some higher level stuff right at the beginning as far as expanding their mindset and learning to relate with people, and all of those skills are so, so valuable. So let's focus on the Purium specific stuff and bring it in. I really appreciate you sharing, you know, your insights. And why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, new person coming on to your team, you know, what some of the things that you focus on as far as the processes that you use and what you get them to try to accomplish very, very quickly, and what kind of commitment do you have them make longer term. So here I am, here the people are on the line, they're coming on to your team. And, you know, how do you get them set up to get on purpose so that they're successful right out of the gate?
You know, I feel like a lot of people who are brand new and, you know, they're brand new distributors and then they get their first distributor. And their first distributor comes on and then sometimes, for some reason, they hold back. You know, they put so much effort into quote-unquote getting this person. And then when this person starts with them, they get too scared because they don't want to push them or because they don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. And, you know, the first thing I'm going to tell everybody is, look, when you have somebody that has joined your team, they've joined with either a gold package or a platinum package, they got gift cards in their hand, they just invested, you know, a couple $100. So the whole idea is, look, they want to give this a try. So your first goal should always be to lead them in the direction to get them paid. No matter how much it is, getting one gift card redeemed for a gold package will give them $100. And for my team members, you know, everybody knows myself and Holly, our goal is to get people paid. And that's our first goal. If I can get you paid quickly, I can show you, look, everything else you've tried has never worked, but in this business you've been in for just a week and you already got a paycheck. So in order to get them paid very quickly, I know what has to happen. They have to make mass exposures. But as leaders, we know, our brand new person comes in, we can't just tell them, hey, go make some massive exposures. They're going to run in the opposite direction and they're not going to take your call any longer. So as a leader, you know, I understand what I need to happen for my team member. I want to get them paid, and in order for them to get paid, it's a numbers game. So we got to do some mass exposures. But how am I going to get them to that point where they're doing these mass exposures? So I have a really simple system that I implement with people, and it starts off, number 1, with helping them create their list. And when I talk about a list, I'm not talking about just writing a list of people who they know would be potential great customers or potentially great business partners. That's not just it. when I tell them to write a list, I tell them to write a list of every single person they know. They literally need to purge out of their mind the names of every single person they know. And I tell them to designate one book for those names. Why? Because when you start purging the names of people you know, people you would not even contact about your business or would not even contact about Purium, then what happens is your mind just starts opening up because you're not prejudging anybody. You're just putting names down. And just with that switch that happens in your mind when you're just not making any judgments upon the names you're putting down, it opens the way for more and more names. And believe me, after naming five people who you would never call about Purium, the sixth person is going to come up, and it's going to be somebody who you will not stop fighting for until they are in your business because you know that they would love Purium and Purium would love them. So I help them create this list, and I let them know, you know, I disarm them by telling them, look, you're not going to call all these people. I just want you to put all the names of people you know on this book. This book is going to be your network of people, the people you have gotten in touch with. And what happens when they start writing this list is I just look at them and I tell them, hey, so now start circling some names. And then they go in and they start circling those names. And I tell them, now, number one, you have your list. Number two, what you're going to do is you're going to excite people. How are you going to effectively excite people? And I give them this very simple question. The simple question is, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? And I tell them they need to tattoo that question in their head. That needs to be the question they are leading to all the time. So they see their friend and they say, hey, how you doing? I'm doing great. Well, what have you been up to? Nothing really. What have you been up to? Well, actually, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? Or a friend messages them on Facebook and friends them and they contact their friend back and they say, hey, thanks so much for that friend request. What you been up to? And the friend says, nothing much. What have you been up to? And then they write back to them, hey, well, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? Your goal is to excite people. And excite does not mean to excite and tell them everything about Purium and spirulina and wheatgrass and oatgrass and alfalfa. No. It's about exciting them. And the moment the person says, yes, I want to know, okay, I'm going to now invite you. And that's number three. So number one is creating that list. Number two is exciting. Number three is inviting people to take a look at all the many tools that we have. And, you know, to each his own, different stroke for different folks. Each person on the line right now can decide which tool they're going to send somebody to. I like mass marketing, so I utilize the transformation brochure as our mass marketing for everyone and anyone. And then, of course, we use the DVD for in-home healthy happy hours, and we use the videos all in between. But you need to know what you're going to invite them to take a look at. If you don't know what you're going to invite your people to take a look at, you're going to be all tongue-twisted, and you're going to end up talking to them for an hour, and they will avoid every single call from you thereafter. So number one, it's creating your list. Number two, it's exciting. Number three, it's inviting them. Number four, it's following up. You need to understand that everybody needs to follow up. Not everybody's going to start on the first exposure or the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth, and most people will start after the seventh. So you need to follow up, follow up, follow up. And after you follow up, number five, you need to get these people started right. Let them know the names of the calls for them to call so they can get support. Connect them to the Facebook group so they can get support. And give them your telephone number. Give them the telephone number of their upline, Green Diamond, Black Diamond, Red Diamond, Crown. Introduce them to them via three-way call. And that's basically how I help people get started. I help them create their list and excite, invite, follow up, and get people started right. And if we do that over and over and over again, just this simple act of helping people create their list, telling them to excite, go out and invite, follow up and get people started right, if we can just teach people how to do this simply over and over again, we will all have flourishing, growing, developing teams. And a lot of people are going to make a lot of money, and we're going to change a lot of lives, physically and financially.
Well, that's great. Great, 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 great stuff. And that's the key, you know, just like you say, is to look at the relationship when you enroll a new person and they say yes, that exciting moment where they say yes. It's the beginning, not the end. It's not about the $100 you make. It's not about the $175 you make. It's about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that they know. You're basically just signed on a database. if you do your job right and if you listen to what Brandy said, which is to create that list in the right way, sit down, help them to identify all the people that they know and get them into action, you know, it's amazing what kind of duplication you can have happen. And so, you know, I love the balance that you have, Brandy, when you talk about the belief level and some of the mindset stuff that you do, thinking big and making long-term commitments and investing in yourself and treating it like a profession. And then on the other hand, there's the practical side of, hey, you know, this is not all about education and information. This is about activity and getting going and making stuff happen and making money and helping people to lose some weight and feel better and detoxify their body and get off of processed foods and all that sort of stuff. So that balance of taking people through both sides of the mental aspect, the big picture aspect, and the activity aspect is such a great balance, and you do a fantastic job of communicating that. So, you know, thanks so much for sharing, you know, that information and those insights, and there's no question why, you know, your big business is so big and why you have so many great leaders on your team. So I just want to thank you for sharing all that tonight.
Thanks, Dave. I really enjoy it. Shout out to my team. They're just the most amazing people. Love them to death.
Yeah, well, good stuff, good stuff. And you know, the last thing I'll say here is, you know, that I really appreciate how much you invest in your business and that you've done a lot of traveling here over the last couple of weeks, traveling off of Hawaii, onto the, you know, into the United States, over to Texas, over to Florida, you know, over to California. I know Holly's up in Seattle, and supporting your team, treating it like a business. And, you know, we really appreciate that. And you know, 2014 is going to be magical. So great call tonight. Lots of good information, lots of big announcements. And, you know, if you're thinking about going diamond, take those ideas that Brandy just shared, use the tools, restart yourself today, and join us on December 13th, 14th, and 15th. We got a spot for you at the Maya Doubletree. It is a fantastic time, and you'll get to meet Dave, meet Amy. And speaking of Dave, I think he was listening in tonight. Dave, if you're out there and not on mute and you wanted to share one last word here this evening, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, I'm going to wrap up the call. Well, cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us tomorrow night. You will have an opportunity to hear from both Dave and Amy. We had our Meet the Owners call. It's 1 hour earlier than this call, so 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Hawaii time. Get an opportunity to talk with our owners. Very few companies do that on such a regular basis. They're very generous with their time, and I'm sure they'll have a great topic and lots of good insights as well about, you know, the growth of the company and what's happening with the support, with the facilities, the technology, and the people that we're putting in place to help you to be successful. So thanks so much, everyone, for joining. Special thanks for Brandy being so well-prepared and doing such a great job on the call tonight, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.